We are learning Masechta Shavuos Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the top of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the end of the line, Loi. We had a member of Shmuel that says, in Mechadish, that if someone has a mashkin, a collateral on a loan, even though the collateral is worth much less than the loan, the collateral is worth only half the loan or even less, the halacha is, if you don't return the collateral, you lose the collateral, you're responsible for it, and if you don't return it, then you lose the chayv. That's what Shmuel is Mechadish. And the Gemara wanted to say, maybe it's Machlokes Tanoim. We have a brayso that says, if someone lends his money on a mashkin, and the mashkin gets lost, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you just swear that it was not a pshia, and you collect the money. The malva collects his full money. Rabbi Kiva says, no, that you could tell the malva, look, I lent you a mashkin, I gave you a mashkin, you gave me back the mashkin, you gave back your money. So it sounds like the Machlokes is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva is the halacha of Shmuel. The Gemara says it's talking about loy shavi yishir zuzi, because if it was shavi, if the mashkin was worth the amount of the halva, then we assume it was probably there for payment. But since it was less, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, just lezukarin dvarim ba'alma, it's just to remember the chayv. It's like a shtar. It's instead of a shtar. Mashaykin, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's a real mashkin. According to Shmuel, if you don't give back the mashkin, you lose the money. So Gemara says maybe Shmuel kavifigi, and for the Gemara loy, then the loy and the loy shavi kulam lester Shmuel. If it is not worth the amount of the mashkin, the mashkin is not worth the amount of the hava. Everyone agrees that we don't hold the Shmuel, and you do not lose the chayv. V'hacha, our girsa is v'hacha, but the shavi shir zuzi. Here we talk about what it was worth the shir. It was what the mashkin was worth. That mashkin was worth the value of the halva. Over the Rabbi Yitzchak, and they're arguing in the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak. That Rabbi Yitzchak, the machlokes Rabbi Yitzchak, that Rabbi Yitzchak luchati at stakam, ain't a kind of mashkin stakam and ayin loy. Why is it stakam to give back the mashkin if you don't own it? Mekal lebal chayiv, it must be the bal chayiv she kind of mashkin. It requires the mashkin. There's a kina on the mashkin. So if you hold the Rabbi Yitzchak, so then you're responsible for it. If you don't hold the Rabbi Yitzchak, then you're not responsible for the mashkin, and that is why if you make a shua that was not your pshia, your potter, that's a pasuk shah in the Gemara. That was even by shavi shir zuzi. The reason Rabbi Eliezer your potter is because you only are shem mechinim on the mashkin, and once you say that you were stolen or lost, then you're potter, and you don't lose any money from the chay. Masha inkein, according to the other man, the Rabbi Kiva holds that you're kainit. If you're kainit, it means you're responsible for it, and therefore, if it's you lost the mashkin, so you lost the entire amount of the hava. That is one way to learn. Rashi seems like he's not goyris hacha b'deshave shir zuzi, and it seems like if he Rashi that it's dafka b'deloy shavi, because if it will be shavi, then l'kuli yama he'll be like a shemes hacha, because he has the opportunity to collect from this, and therefore from that, because of that, he's a shemes hacha, that has value to him, and therefore be responsible for it. That's the way you learn for your Rashi. But where we have our Gemara is that it would be a shem echinim if not for Rabbi Yitzchak. That's the Gemara says. So it comes out like this. No one holds that if you have a mashkin worth half the avah, if you lose the mashkin, you lose the entire avah. No one holds like that. Everyone holds you lose as amount of the mashkin. That's the shaila. The whole chalikas is, are you kind of the mashkin or not? That we're arguing according to Rabbi Yitzchak. According to the Rabbi Yitzchak, you're kind of the mashkin. If you don't love Rabbi Yitzchak, then you're only a shem echinim. And it seems like if you have a shtar, then the kuli alma, the mashkin, is you are kind of the mashkin. Then that will be the kuli alma, or you'd be a shem esacha on the mashkin, and the kuli alma be chayiv for the you'll be chayiv for the responsibility of the mashkin. Zot Gemara. If so, Lema, the Ritzel Tanayi, comes out, Ritzel's member who says, Lachati Yitzdaka means the Malve is kind of the Mashkin, it's a Chagas Tanayim, it comes to Chagas, Lezmer Akiva, Hacker, and the member of Ritzel, who's Amira, Hacker is Dimbi Tali in the Machlaikis, between Rav, Hacker that be Machlaikis, Rakiva, and the Rakiva and Rav Eliezer, and for the Gemara, Vitizbra, Eimador Yitzchak. When the Yitzchak says Halacha, Shemashkoina Shloy B'Shas Ava, Mashkoina B'Shas Ava Miyama. L'chayra, Rabbi Yitzchak never even said his Halacha in this case, because where's the pasuk L'chati Yitzdaka? That pasuk is referring to a case where after a guy did not want to pay, Bezdin got involved, and Bezdin took collateral from the house in order to make sure the guy pays. So maybe Dafka over there, Rabbi Yitzchak calls it kind of the mashkin. Who said, if I give you a collateral, b'shas the hava itself, who said there you're kind of the mashkin? Let's see in Sarvatisbara. Eimadam Rabbi Yitzchak, shemash kind of shloy b'shas hava. Whether it says halacha dafka by a mashkin shloim b'shasava, mashkin b'shasava miyama. When in the world did he say that a mashkin b'shasava? When did he say that there? It's a kinyan. Who said there that you kind of? Samar says el mashkin shloim b'shasava kol piga the istul Rav Yitzchak. Everyone agrees you hold the Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yitzchak is not a machlok tanoim. If it's a mashkin shloim b'shasava, you kind of. Here in our sugi we're talking about here in machlokes Rav Leizer and Rav Akiva is talking about a case where it's a mashkin b'shasava. So what's the machlokes? We don't want to say it's machlokes in Shmuel. So what is the machlokes? The machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, if you're responsible for the mashkin, is the machlokes of shema aveda, the itma, shema aveda, someone who watches an aveda. Not talking about a mashkin, not talking about aveda. Someone finds aveda and he watches it. Is he responsible as a shemechinom, which means he's only chayiv for pashia, not chayiv in aveda, or is he like a shemesacha? So it's a machlokes amaroyim. Ditma, Shema Aveda, Rabba Omak Shemechinam. Rabba says, you have a din of Shemechinam on this Aveda, and if it gets lost, you are potter. If it gets stolen, you are potter. You only have a Pshia. That's Rabba Shita. Tap on my base now, Rabbi Yisrael, because Shemesacha, Dami, you like a Shemesacha. Why are you like a Shemesacha? Because since you're doing a mitzvah of being Shema the Aveda, so if an ani comes knocking on the door and needs a pruta, or needs any money, and you're middle taking care of the Aveda, you're potter. So you're gaining some money. You're potter from tzedakah. So you're gaining that value. Therefore, you consider Shemesacha. That's a Rabbi Shita. So I'm talking to Shema Aveda. So we're saying the same thing over here. Doing a hava and getting a mashkin is a mitzvah. And since you're oisik a mitzvah, you're part of a mitzvah. So from this hava, you're getting some kind of value. So according to one man, the Yamote, Rabbi Kiva, he holds your shem esacha. And therefore, if you lose the mashkin, you're responsible for it. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you lose the mashkin, you're not responsible for it. Why? Because you consider a shem echinam. You consider a shem echinam. So maybe that's the machlokes. That's what I'm saying. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. It's the same machlokes Rabba and Rav Yosef. Zakti Gemara Lema the Rav Yosef Tanoi. You can say Rav Yosef is Tanoi is machlokes Tanoim, which means like Rashi explained like this. Rabba is a shul machlokes Tanoim. Rabba holds your Hashem Echinam. He for sure is not shtim Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says you're Hashem Esachos. So obviously Rabba is totally machlokes Tanoim. But what about Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef go to Kuliyama. Is Rav Yosef dafka like Rabbi Kiva, or can be even like Rabbi Eliezer? Levi Rav Yosef Tanoi, loy. The more says Hashem Aveda kulam is the Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef can hold that everyone holds Hashem Aveda that pruta the Rav Yosef, which means that you're part from giving a pruta to the ani is enough to make your Hashem Esacha. Rabbi held that was not enough, but we can hold everyone holds like Rav Yosef. It's enough. So what's the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva? We're talking about a case here where the malva actually needed the mashkin. And therefore, it was not such a big mitzvah that he's taking the mashkin. It's really, he's taking the mashkin and he's deducting how much the mashkin, he needed the mashkin. Let's say he needed a car. So he said, give me the car as collateral. I'm going to use the car and I'll deduct whatever, all my use off the loan that I gave you. So here, it's like more like a schiris. Rabbi Lezer Sava, Kiwin the Tzorach Lamashkin, Rashi says, Inka mitzvah. Well, no, also in this gab, he's doing it for himself. I have a Shem Echinam. So it's like a Shem Echinam. There's no mitzvah involved there. Rabbi Kiva says, Kiwin the Poiches Allah Vahoylech mitzvahi. He says, the Maisa here, since I'm paying for it, so therefore I'm doing it for a mitzvah still, even though I'm gaining for it, but I'm paying for that. I'm deducting my hava from what I'm using. Therefore, that I'm doing the hava and taking the mashka is a mitzvah. And therefore, I'm potter from giving him ani money. And therefore, I'm a shemesacha. We're saying this. Everyone holds a Rav Yosef. Put the Rav Yosef, they part of ani is enough to make your shemesacha. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you did it for yourself. You did it for your own hana. It's not a mitzvah. I wanted the mashka. That's why I gave it hava. I wanted a car for a mashka so I could use the car a little bit. So therefore, it's not called a mitzvah. You're not potter from giving money to ani. Therefore, it's not a shemesacha. You're shemechinam. That's why you're only a shemechinam. And according to Rav Akiva, he holds that no, Lemaisa, even though I'm doing it for more than I know, but I'm paying for it. And therefore, since I'm paying for it, so therefore the halach is that you are considered, it's still a mitzvah, and you consider a Shem Esacha. There's a kash over here that, L'chaira, why are you part here? Typically, it's a din seicher. You're really a seicher over here. We know a seicher is chayiv, like a Shem Esacha Kubi. So Kubi is more going to Maniyama that a Seich is Chayiv, like a Shem Echinam, and that's why you're only a Shem Echinam. Zakhti Gemara Vaiter. So Akapanim, So we answer like this. So far what we learned was that Shmuel is not a Machlokes Tanoim. The Bia Machlokes of Lezer Rabbi Akiva is, but a few different Stadim. Maybe it's telling Rav Yitzchak. We said, no, Rav Yitzchak is not talking about a Mashkin Mashas Havah. It's talking about a Mashkin that was later on. So he said, a Machlokes is between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. That's Machlokes of Lezer Rabbi Akiva. If a Shema Aveda, someone does a mitzvah, is considered a Shema Sacha or not, because he's part of Pruta the Rav Yosef, because he's part of the Pruta of the Ani. Is that enough to make a Shema Sacha? And then the Gemara said that maybe even in Rav Yosef, you could say the Machlokes is, in a case where a Malva needs the Mashkin, is that a mitzvah or not? That according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's not a mitzvah, because you want the Mashkin, so it's not a mitzvah. According to Rav Yosef, since you're paying for it, you're deducting from the Havah for using this item, therefore it's considered still a mitzvah, and that's why it's considered a Shem Mesachah. Leimek HaTanoi, going back to Shmuel, maybe Shmuel is telling the following Mechlekes Tanoi. It says, HaMalva Es Chaveira Al HaMashkin. Someone lends money, but a Mashkin. We know usually if you lend money to someone, I lend money to Reuven, and Reuven owes me money. And once you hit Shemitah, Reuven's potter. But if I have collateral from him, so I'm really holding on to something from him, the halach is that it's not Meshamet. And the reason is because it says in the Pasuk Loi, you guys, it says that you shouldn't press him for money. Here I have the money in my hand, but I don't have to press him for money. I have the Mashkin. That's the reason why when you're having a Mashkin, there's no din of Ashmatas Ksafim. There's no din of Shemitah on that. That knocks off the loan. So Mavis Charel Mashkin, Nichso Shemitah. Even though it's the mashkin, worth has to have a lavo is $1,000, mashkin worth $500, still ain't a mashamit. Divir of Shimon Gamil. There's no shmita on this. Maybe then also, if the mashkin is connected, the mashkin is the value of the halva, then in mashamit. But lav mashamit. If not, it is mashamit. Now, where is the machlokes? What case is the machlokes? Ma ain't a mashamit to comment on a comment. The Tanakhama says that even though it's not worth $1,000, still, there is no Shemitah. What does that mean? Ilema Kenegdoi, if it means only no Shemitah, connected to 500 of the value of the Mashkin. So, what do you mean? Who dogs that? Mechad, who do not Sava, connected to Namashamit? Elamai Tavas Mashkin. What else has he been holding the Mashkin for? Obviously, he's holding the Mashkin as half payment. So, how can you say there's the Shemitah on that? Elamai must be Elalav, connected Kula. The Machlaikis is connected Kula. According to the Tanakhama, I'm holding a Mashkin of 500. The whole entire $1,000 chayv is not disqualified because the mashkin is considered connected to the whole chayv. That's like Shmuel. A lav connected kuloi, who would a Shmuel come in for you? That the Shmuel Gamil holds like Shmuel that even a smaller mashkin is connected to the whole chayv. And according to the Nasi, it's only connected to the mashkin. So you see that Shmuel is telling the machlekes. And you're going to ask me a kasha that because Taisvis is afagav, the laman, the lesley, the Shmuel. Gabi Ovad Hamashkin in a mafsevil connected Hamashkin. Those who held not like Shmuel, you don't lose anything. Hocha Mekomak connected Hamashkin in a meshamit. The Gabi Aveda Vadik even less later Shmuel. You're not going to Hamashkin in Shiyavsid. You're not going to lose if you lose the Aved. You're not going to lose the Chayv. But it's still enough the Gabi Shmita to hold on to the Chayv as much as the Hamashkin is worth. But we're saying over here that the Shalav if it's enough to hold the entire Chayv. If you hold the Shmuel, the Hamashkin holds on to the entire Chayv, even though Shmita came. Mashaikin, according to the other man, Yamai, who argues on Shmuel, holds only connected the Chayv like a Yehuda. So you see, Shmuel is Machlekes Tanoim. So I'm going to know. Loyalam connected. Machlekes even connected the Mashkin. Of Hakim, if the Kitanakam is a connected. That's what it means. Connected, only connected the value of the Mashkin is the Namashamit. We do not see Sava connected the Namashamit. Ah, you asked me, the Kamar is my toughest lay Mashkin. So what do you have a Mashkin for? The Zichro in Dvarim Ba'alma. Only, like we said before, just to remember there was a Chayv here. But a Vada that's not part of the collection, it's not holding on to anything for collection. All it is just to prove that you owe me money, but it's not any part of the collection, and therefore, you still have Shemitah, because it's just not worse than holding a Shtar, where you still have Shemitah, and therefore will not help, according to Rayuda, the Mashkin will not help in such a case. If it's connected the whole Chayiv, I guess, it's Mashmav, it's connected the whole Chayiv. So then, we look at it as a payment. Mashayin gives only half, so therefore, if it's only half, we assume that it's only like a Zichroin Dvaram Ba'alma, and therefore it's not Mashamit, even connected the half. So the bottom line is, it comes from our Gemara, really, that which hold not like Shmuel, that's the say that Gemara goes, the whole Shal, how we pass Kamal Alacha, but Kapodim, that is the end of the sugya of Mashkin, Hadron Alach, Perek Shvuas Hadayonim Beli Nedar.